and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Let's keep laughing this week with Duffy's Tavern. Eddie the waiter was played by Eddie Green, one of the most influential black performers of the era. He was featured in Minsky's, the top vaudeville act of the 1920s, and went on to Broadway and a busy radio career. Discrimination was the rule on old radio, and Ed Gardner's Duffy's Tavern was one of the few integrated radio shows. In Duffy's Tavern, Eddie and Archie were friends as well as co-workers, and in this episode with actor Charles Coburn, it opens with Eddie and Archie playing cards. Archie's inflated opinion of his own talents gets him in trouble again in this episode. This is Duffy's Tavern, The Poker Game, first broadcast November 2nd, 1943 on the Blue Network.
Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave me to eat? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Charles Coburn. Charles Coburn. Now, Duffy, don't hang up. All right, so 1 week it ain't a dame. Huh? You never heard of Coburn? Duffy, I'm surprised. The gentleman's histrionic talents have made him one of the foremost exponents of Thespis. Yes, he's a ham. Show business for years. How old is he? Well, let me put it this way. He's old enough to know what it's all about, but he ain't young enough to do nothing about it. Yeah, that's right. A lot like Jolson. Except if Coburn never got down on one knee, he'd never get up again. Huh? How's business here? Well, we're running ahead of yesterday. Yeah, we was closed yesterday. Well, you know something, Duff? You know what would help business here? A doorman, you know, a good front man. Huh? Well, when a customer comes in a place, what's the first thing he thinks about? Right. About leaving. So, we got to have a front man to block the door, and this Coburn is a natural for the job. Yeah, you ought to see the front the guy puts up. His duties, well, we'd expect him to go up to the customers, you know, and inquire, for instance, how they like the food here. Duffy, who's gonna hit a guy his age? Look, I'm busy now. I'll call you back. But, Duffy, me and Eddie is right in the middle of some very important business. Okay. Okay, Eddie, deal out the cards.
Okay, Miss Archie. Oh, this is a wonderful game, you know? What'd you say the name of it?
It's called Jim Rummy. It's named after that famous gambler, Diamond Jim.
Diamond Jim, huh? Was called Gin Rummy.
You're thinking of Eli Whitney. Yeah, he invented the cotton gin.
Well, sure, it's a great game.
Yeah.
Very educational.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How much do you owe me so far?
Let's see, now, you gin me four times 3,000 points. Times it by seven is 21,000. 21,000 plus 10,000 for boxes is 32,000. Multiplied by four, it's an even dollar.
Okay, give me the buck.
Okay, here's the buck. Now, lend me the loan and a buck back.
Nothing doing. That's bad luck. I ain't gonna lend you no money.
You won't lend me a lousy buck? That's a fine attitude. Suppose other people felt that way. Suppose Isabella hadn't lent Columbus some money. Do you realize the world would still be flat? Eddie, I'm surprised at you.
Hey, Archie. This Charles Coburn who's coming down here tonight.
What about him?
Well, why don't you ever have Eddie anyone like Robert Hale or a Tyrone Power to meet me.
Tyrone Power? Look, Miss Duffy, when a guy's got a Philly mignon at home, he don't go out to eat hash. I might further mention that to get guys like Tyrone Power down here, we'd have to induce them with a little sex appeal.
Sex appeal? What is it? Nothing but sheer plain animal attraction.
Animal attraction. Look, have you ever been to the burlesque?
Yeah.
Ever see crowds like that at the zoo?
Incidentally, how old is Mr. Coburn?
What's it to you?
Well, in case he happens to find me irresistible.
Look, Miss Duffy, the guy may have gray hair, but his opticals are still good. Now, beat it, will you? I wish to be alone.
All right.
My wish has been granted. What's the matter with you, Finnegan? You look a little tired.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Couldn't sleep, huh? Did you try counting sheep?
Yep. Counted up to 864.
Yeah, still couldn't get to sleep?
Oh, the room got so stuffy, I had to get up and open the window.
How come?
I made a mistake. Instead of sheep, I was counting goats. Another thing that kept me awake was a loud party going on upstairs.
Well, why didn't you go upstairs and tell them to shut up?
Well, as it turned out, I didn't have to. You see, the ceiling in my apartment ain't too strong.
So?
So the next thing I know, I'm dancing with a tall blonde.
You mean the party dropped in on you and carried on in your apartment?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, as you know, the floor in my apartment ain't too strong, neither.
So you dropped in on the people downstairs?
Sure.
How long did this party last?
Clear through to the basement. You know them penthouse parties, Arch. They go on for a long time. So, as I say, I didn't get a wink of sleep.
Well, what'd you do all night?
Played solitaire with my brother.
Solitaire with your brother? Two of you playing solitaire?
What else could we play? We only had one deck of cards.
Oh, so you played cards, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know you was a card player.
Oh, I'm very good at it, Arch.
Maybe we can get up a little game.
Okay.
All right, we'll play dealer's choice. What game do you like?
Flipping them into a hat. Boy, that's a wonderful card game.
It's better card game than it is a joke. Flipping them into a hat.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
How would you like to play a little rummy?
Little rummy? Why not? I'll play anybody.
Finnegan, I mean Jim Rummy.
Oh, Jim Rummy.
The new card game.
How do you play it?
I'll show you. You got any money?
Well, I got half a buck.
In that case, I think I can teach you the game.
Well, thanks, Arch. And I think you'll find that I learn very fast.
Well, if you learn very fast, how come you don't know nothing?
Oh, easy come, easy go.
Well, you feel that way, Finnegan. Now, put up the 50 cents.
Okay.
All right, now, card for you, card for me, card for you, card for me.
Miss Arch, how can you do it?
It'll be a lesson, Tom Eddie. It'll teach him not to gamble.
Now, back to Duffy's Tavern.
Well, Finnegan, that's that.
Okay, Arch. You owe me $3.
$3, okay. Hey, Arch.
Oh, thanks, Arch. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
That guy that just came in. I think I seen him in the movies. Ain't that Faye Bainter?
Finnegan, that's Charles Coburn. Well, Mr. Coburn, may I tell you that many great stars have passed through these portholes. But you are the portliest of them all. And furthermore, may I say that we are indeed pleased...
Oh, shut up. So this is Duffy's tavern, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Duffy?
He's home.
He's smart.
You don't like the place?
Well, it's sort of broken down and decrepit. But then, who am I to talk?
That's right. At least you got a roof over your head. By the way, are you keeping busy these days?
Oh, yes. My days are quite full. Pictures, radio, personal appearances, looking for work.
Tell me, how long have you been an actor?
About 50 years.
50 years, almost a decade. Look, as long as you brought it up, just how old a man are you?
Approaching 65.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, at an age like that, what do you do for amusement?
Oh, I collect antique furniture.
Antique furniture? Did you buy these antiques when they was new?
All except the 18th century stuff. John Quincy Adam outbid me.
Say, Archie.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. I suppose you want an introduction?
To him? I'm afraid he doesn't appeal to a person of my sex.
Archie.
Yeah?
What sex is that?
She's a girl.
You could have fooled me.
Well, we might as well get it over with. Miss Duffy, this is Charles Colburn.
How do you do?
No. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Colburn, but May can never wed December.
Miss Duffy, December had no intention of asking you.
Miss Duffy, can't you see that he ain't interested in you?
Oh, no. Did you see the look in his eyes?
Forgive me, dear lady. I was carried away by your lovely, ravishing face. I can go along with a gag.
Tell me something, Mr. Colburn.
Yes?
Do girls go out with you?
Oh, once in a while.
How do they explain you to their folks?
They usually say, Mama, see what I'll have to marry if you don't let me go out with Joe.
Don't feel too bad. Remember, any girl who'd go out with you isn't worth having anyway.
Miss Duffy, will you please desist your presence? Me and the gentleman here has some business to discuss. Tell me, Mr. Colburn, how long did you say you've been an actor?
50 years.
50 years, eh? Don't you think you ought to settle down to a steady job?
A steady job? Where?
Here, in Duffy's tavern.
I'd rather marry Miss Duffy.
The hard way, huh? Look, it happens that we have a very important job open.
What kind of a job?
We need a front man.
A front man?
Yeah, and you're just the type, you know. Prosperous looking, well-fed, well-dressed, business-like, perfect phony. Well, what do you say?
But, Archie, a job like that, wouldn't it tie me down?
Not too tied down. Take me. I work here, and I wasn't too tied down to do a picture for Paramount.
Yes, I saw that picture.
Oh, really? What'd you think of it?
You should be tied down.
Mr. Colburn, for a man who is seeking employment, I should think you'd be a little more diplomatic.
I was only fooling, Archie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really enjoyed the picture.
Did you?
Yes, especially Dorothy L'Amour. In that sarong. Oh.
How old did this guy say he was? You like that sarong, huh?
Didn't you?
Personally, I never gave it a second thought. I was too busy with the first thought. But what a cast we had in that picture. Remember Bing Crosby?
No.
He was in it. Remember Betty Hutton?
Yes.
Remember Victor Moore?
No.
Remember Veronica Lake?
Yes.
Remember Alan Ladd?
No.
Remember Diana Lynn?
Yes.
Looks like December has moved up a couple of months. Yeah, it was a great cast we had. 34 stars in addition to me.
Yes, 34 stars and one eclipse.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello, Duffy. No, I ain't got him out on the sidewalk yet. Huh? Well, I figure on rainy days we can let him stand inside, you know, next to the cash register. Well, Duffy, we can have him bonded. Look, Duffy, there's nothing to worry about. He's the settled type, you know, not bright enough to steal and too old to run. Incidentally, how much you think we should pay him? Duffy, he can make more money than that out of Social Security. Huh? Okay. Be with you in a second, Mr. Coburn. Eddie, Duffy says we gotta test the guy's character before we hire him.
Character, huh?
Yeah, and I agree with him, you know. I won't have nobody around here, Eddie, unless he's honest. There's two things we gotta have. Character and honesty. Now, we gotta test the guy.
How?
We'll clip him in a poker game. That's a sure way to test out a guy's character, you know, to play him poker.
Suppose he wins.
Then he's fired. We can't have guys around here without character. Now, look, fellas. Leave us not scare this guy off by mentioning poker right away, you know. I'll lead him up to it gradually, you know, subtle-like.
Subtle-like, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Coburn.
Yes?
Speaking of baseball, them St. Louis Browns is the best baseball team in St. Louis. Don't you think so?
No, I like the Cards.
Speaking of Cards... Would you like to indulge in a nice sociable game of, say, Jim Rummy?
Well, frankly, I don't know much about cards.
A pigeon? You say you don't know much about cards?
No. About 6 years ago, I did play a game called poker.
Poker, huh? What kind of a game is that?
Well, it's been so long ago, I've forgotten.
Me too. Why don't we play again? Maybe it'd come back to us, huh?
All right. If you'll promise to be patient with a greenhorn.
I'm even greener than you.
No, I'm much greener than you.
Nah, I'm a lot greener than you.
These are the two greenest actors I ever seen.
Get the cards. Fellas, we got a real sucker here. I don't know a thing about poker.
The poker! Oh, boy! Poker!
Do you play poker?
No. No, I don't, but I got dumb luck.
If you got any kind of luck at all, that's the kind. Now, Finnegan, all you got to remember in poker is one thing.
Yeah.
Don't go into a pot unless you got four of a kind.
Four of a kind, eh?
That's right. Yeah. Don't go in unless you got four of a kind.
Well, okay, I got it.
Well, Mr. Coburn, what shall we play first? Say, one and two?
All right, 100 and 200.
Shall we compromise?
All right.
2 cents and 4 cents. Let's start the game. Now, go ahead and deal out the cards. By the way, you do know how to deal, don't you?
Well, I used to be able to. Now, let me see. Three missing. A coincidence, I happen to have a deck of cards right here in my pocket.
Oh, really?
In your pocket?
How long did you say it was since you played?
6 years. This is an old coat. I wonder if I'll be able to remember how to play this poker.
Yeah, I wonder if I'll remember, too. How are we going to play?
Straight poker. Jacks are better, nothing wild.
Mr. Archer, I got a queer feeling that ain't such an old coat.
Well, let's look at now. See here, what have I got? I'll open it. I bet 4 cents. Wait, no, I don't.
Leave it there. That's down or dead.
Are you staying, Eddie?
No, I'm dropping out.
Me too.
Me too. You win the pot, Mr. Coburn.
Oh, do I win?
Yep, take the money.
Well, this is great fun. Beginner's luck, I guess.
Yeah, what'd you have?
A pair of bullets. I mean, 2 ones.
You deal next, Daddy. By the way, Finnegan, what did you drop out with?
Oh, nothing. 3 kings.
You dropped out with 3 kings.
Well, you told me to only go in with 4 of a kind.
Yeah, that's right. Well, don't do that. Just wait till you get 4 of a kind.
Sure.
Well, here's your cards, gentlemen.
Oh, boy! I open it!
You open it, Finnegan?
Yeah, yeah.
In that case, I think I'll drop out.
And me too. Well, I think I'll stay.
Brave boy.
Okay, how many cards you drawing?
None. I think I'll stand pat.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll stand pat, too.
Hey, very shrewd poker, Finnegan.
Here's my bet.
I raise you.
I raise you.
I said it first.
Democracy. You can re-raise him.
Oh, okay. And I raise, and we raise, and I raise, and I re-raise you again.
I double it.
Okay, I'll drop out.
I'll drop out. Why?
I ain't got enough dough.
I might back you if you got what I think you got.
Don't worry, Arch. I got him.
Got him, huh? Yeah. That's good enough for me. Mr. Coburn, we raise you 2.
4.
8.
16.
32.
64.
Give me a pencil.
Queen, king, ace.
A straight? That's all? Finnegan.
Yeah.
Show your cards.
Here you are, Rod.
Let's see. 10, 4, 2, 7. Jack. Finnegan, where's the 4 of a kind?
There they are, 4 spades.
Gentlemen, I thank you very much. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Coburn. Hey, wait just a second. I think this ace belongs to you. It just fell out of your cup.
Oh, did it? Well, you may keep it. I've got a million of them.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next is an episode with guest star Lucille Ball. She was a well-known movie actress at the time, but this is before her big success on radio and television sitcoms, like My Favorite Husband and I Love Lucy. Lucille Ball got her start acting in New York, so she plays along as a kid from Archie's neighborhood. This is an AFRS rebroadcast with recorded music at the end to take up the commercial time. I left it in for listeners to enjoy. It's a very entertaining episode of Duffy's Tavern, first broadcast November 9th, 1943, on the Blue Network.
The Special Service Division invites you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations to drop in at Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's where you late meet Dee, Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Lucille Ball from Hollywood. The tomato with the carrot hair. Yeah, very nourishing. Oh, you'd like a dish like that, huh? But you also like fronds and brunettes, too. Where do you draw the line? Oh, you don't like bald-headed dames. Yeah, well, Duffy, I can't talk now. I gotta get ready for good old Lucille. Oh, sure. Her and I used to be nips in the bud together. Certainly. She's from Brooklyn, huh? When she was a kid, her parents migrated out of there. Yeah, to escape persecution. Her father was a Yankee fan. Yeah, Duffy, this is going to be old home week. Okay, I'll call you back. Goodbye.
Hey, I mean, Mr. Archer.
Yeah, Eddie.
Now, that movie actress Miss Ball just called.
Oh, yeah, huh? Good old Lucille, my dear friend and childish sweetheart.
Yeah. Your dear friend and childish sweetheart just called and wants to know who's Archer.
She was kidding, Eddie. Why, she and me was tomboys together. Gee, she was a pretty girl.
Yeah, she was a pretty girl. She was madly in love with you. She would die for you, and she wanted to marry you.
You're psychopathic, Eddie. How did you know?
That's easy. I just thought of the truth and stayed as far away from it as I could.
Listen, Eddie, yesterday, that might have been funny, but yesterday, I was a nobody. Today, who knows? Maybe I will be. An old friend of mine is going to have me listed in that book of famous men. Who's that?
You don't mean whom's who?
Eddie, whom's who? You mean who's whom? When you split an infinitive, you must first modify the participle. No, Eddie, this is a similar anthropology. It's called Who's That? Read this letter, Eddie.
Dear, read
the name of the publisher.
Schumann and Shyster. Dear boyhood friend Archie, how are you, Arch, old pal? I am doing very well, as you can see by feeling this very expensive stationery. I just remember that you are an old friend, and consequently, I am in a position to have your name listed in our book, Who's That? Since you are an old friend, this will cost you nothing. Always glad to help an old friend. Signed, your old friend, J. Wentworth Ashley, formerly Joe Clinker.
Yep, good old Stinker Clinker. Haven't seen him in years. That was his nickname, Stinker.
Why did you call him that?
And besides, none of us could stand him. So, you see, Eddie, with me name coming out and Who's That, Lucille Ball is in no position to snub her toes at me. I'm a somebody, too.
Good evening, Arch.
Good evening, Finnegan.
How do I look tonight? Pretty?
No uglier than usual. Why?
Well, don't you notice, Arch? I shaved off my mustache.
Finnegan, you never had no mustache.
No? I wonder who I shaved this morning.
Let me look at the back of your head. I thought so. I think you better shave it back on again, Finnegan. Look, why are you so worried about your looks tonight, outside of what's obvious?
Lucille Ball's coming down here, ain't she?
So what?
The Archie. I got naughty thoughts.
What do you mean?
I figure maybe if I play my cards right, she'll give me a free pass to the movies.
Finnegan, that's a very naughty thought.
Yeah, I know, Arch. Sometimes I don't know what comes over me. Hey, Arch, this Lucille Ball, the red hair of hers, is that real?
Well, certainly it's real. Been that way for more than a year. Natural hair. It's probably hereditary.
I don't believe in hereditary.
Why not?
Well, look at my mother, red hair. Look at my father, red hair. Look at me, no hair.
Yeah, an interesting phenomenon.
Mr. Archer, a gentleman is here to see you.
Well, 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 if it isn't my old pal, my old friend, Archie.
Wait a minute. You're not...
Yep, J. Wentworth Ashley.
Stinker Clinker. Excuse me, I mean Stinker Ashley.
Oh, no, you can't say that anymore, Arch. It doesn't rhyme with Ashley like it did with Clinker.
Never knew it did rhyme. Well, how are you doing?
Oh, never mind about me. How are you doing, Arch?
Well, I can't say that I'm as rich as Croesus, but I've saved up a pretty penny or two.
Good. I'm glad I'm not wasting my time. I mean, I'm glad you're not wasting your life. Well, Arch, always glad to see an old friend. Now, let's get down to business.
Here come the gold brick.
Archie, Schumann and Scheister have sent me here to say that they would be honored to list you, the author of Duffy's First Reader, in the 1944 edition of Who's That?
You mean I'm going to be immoralized? Gee, that's an honor, huh?
An honor? Well, just look at some of the names you would be listed with. John Charles Roberts. H.V. Castellanos. Cecil B. DeGaulle. And Mendel Wilkie.
Boy, what names? And my name will be there too, huh?
Mr. Ashley.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Archie. And let's go over to the table and fill out this questionnaire.
Now, Eddie, don't let nobody bother me. I got to fill out this questionnaire for Schumann and Scheister. Let's see here now. Name, Archie. Address, 113¼ East 13th Street.
You better put down your zone number.
Zone. Oh, yeah. Upstairs in the back. Boy, Eddie, getting in this book is some honor, huh?
Miss Archer, do you send in an application to get on these sucker lists, or do they just pick your name at random?
What do you mean? The guy didn't ask me for no dough, did he?
Ooh, if the day is still young.
Eddie, please, don't be so skeptical.
Archie, have you got another actress coming down here tonight?
Yeah, Miss Duffy, Lucille Ball, and what's wrong with actresses?
Nothing. But why do they always have to be girls?
They got a strict rule in Hollywood that all actresses have to be girls. Listen, why was you so late tonight? Where was you?
Down with the 10 jolly girls they see in Athletic Club canteen.
Them 10 ugly dames got a canteen now? Well, what do you do for the guys?
Well, first we give the soldier a cup of coffee, and, then we ask if he has a sweetheart back home.
And if he has a sweetheart?
We just keep asking till we find one that hasn't.
Well, suppose you don't find one that hasn't.
Then we close for the night. But usually we find at least one.
What a man trap.
Don't worry, Archie. We have very strict rules. No jolly girl is allowed to kiss a fellow unless he's been overseas. Gee, you should have seen the handsome soldier Vera Fogarty kiss tonight.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts overseas had he been?
Oklahoma.
That ain't overseas.
You gotta cross the Mississippi to get there, and the ocean flows into the Mississippi, doesn't it?
No, the Mississippi flows into the ocean.
Too late. Vera's already kissed him.
surprised you don't just put a pan of salt water in a joint and hop across it. The ocean flows into the Mississippi.
Miss Duffy, could I come down to your canteen some night?
Oh, of course, Mr. Johnston. You can come down and sing for us.
Well, I'd be glad to. What time do the doors close?
Well, the doors are locked at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, the doors are locked at 12 o'clock, but you're a strong-looking guy, Johnny. You can fight your way out. Listen, pay no attention to her. Go ahead and sing something. Sing that paper doll, huh?
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas couldn't steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded, real-life girl. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows wouldn't steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with the flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest dolly in the world. I'd rather have a doll that I can call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Listen, now, Eddie, I got to finish this questionnaire. Now, leave a seat here, Brad. Education. What'll I put there?
Oh, tell him the truth. Leave it blank.
Cut it out, Eddie. Let's see now. Education. For 3 years, I attended at the varsity at UCLA at Ann Arbor, Michigan.
UCLA? That ain't in Michigan.
Oh, huh? Okay, I'll change it. University of Montana. I know that's in Michigan. Let's see. University of M-O-N... Funny, Eddie, I went there and I can't spell it. Well, I'll make it UCLA.
That you can spell.
Yeah, sure. I matriculated from UCLA... where I graduated non-campus mentis. I got it down. What does it mean, Eddie?
That means with high honors.
Oh, naturally. Sure. PhD. Now, let's see. Postgraduate work.
What does that mean?
That means a PG, you know. Correspondence course.
Wait. Put in that one you took on muscle building.
Nah, I can't. Never got no diploma.
Never got no muscles, neither.
Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. Here comes Lucille Ball. Now, you better beat her.
Why?
Well, she probably wanted to be alone with me. You know, this is a sentimental moment. Well, Lucille Ball. Well, Lucille, you haven't changed a bit. It certainly touches me hard to see you again.
Who are you?
Show her the sentimental moment.
Who am I? Lucille, think of some of the nicknames of guys you used to know when you was a kid.
Well, let's see. There was one that we called Shorty the Jerk. That wasn't you.
No. I was a tall guy.
And then there was another one we called Handsome. No.
Ah, come on, think.
Wait, you're not Sammy the Sissy.
Perish forbid. Look, Lucille, maybe I can freshen up your memory. Remember how the gang used to get under the fire hydrant? Remember? Get under the fire hydrant, whole gang on a hot day, and And you were such a snob. You always insisted on wearing the bathing suit.
Fire hydrant?
Yeah. Look, you remember Lefty's Metropolitan Museum of Pool? Where all the bums used to hang out?
Oh, now I remember you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Archie, yeah. If I had told you my nickname, you would have remembered me in a second.
What was it?
I don't want to say it.
Go ahead. What was it?
I don't know.
What was it?
The sheik.
Perish forbid. So you're Archie, huh?
Yeah, and this is Miss Duffy. You remember her, the little homely kid that everybody said she'd grow out of it, and she didn't.
Oh, yes, I remember. The one who used to chase all the little boys, trip them, sit on them, and kiss them.
Likewise, I'm sure.
How are you, Miss Duffy? You look very, very lovely.
Very lovely? No wonder the dame didn't recognize me. She's blind.
You know, Miss Ball, it's surprising. You've been in Hollywood for years, and yet you've still got a Brooklyn accent in your verse.
You're a nerd. If you'll pardon my church of words.
Oh, think nothing to it. So, here you are, a Hollywood star.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's all a matter of what a girl wants. Hollywood, Miss Movie Star.
Brooklyn, Miss Navy Yard.
You remember? But what I mean is, movies is all right if one wants to make a silly career of kissing a different fellow every day. One day, Clark Gable kissing you, and then the next day, Tyrone Power, and then the next day, Robert Taylor. Anyways, where could Papa get another cashier?
Look, my stuffy, please. Papa desires the monthly inventory. Go count the pickled pig's feet, please. Well, Lucille, oh, by the way, you don't mind me calling you Lucille.
Not at all, Chief.
Well, Miss Ball. You haven't mentioned how you like the place here.
Oh, yes, I have. Under my breath.
Well, let's hear it. We like ladies' comments.
This isn't a lady's comment.
Well, anyways, it's lovely to see you again. You don't know what it's been like, you know? You in Hollywood, me in New York, over 300 miles apart.
As the crow flies.
How else would I go? Yeah, I was afraid with all that horrible expanse betwixt us that our twins would never meet.
How tragic.
Yeah, it was. What was I saying again?
You were saying something about you being a nobody.
Was I?
Well, I assumed it.
Well, that's where you were wrong. I am no longer a nobody since I wrote this book, Duffy's First Reader. You remember, I always had a talent for writing.
Yes, I remember those fences in Brooklyn.
Not only fences, I used to ride on... Well, mostly it was fences. anyways, suddenly I write this book and lo and get hold. Overnight, I wake up and who's that?
What's that?
Who's that?
Who's on first?
Lucille, who's that? There's sort of a who's who of what's what in the world.
Well, now that makes it really hard.
Makes it really hard? What do you mean?
Well, now if you and I take up where we left off, Archie, all the columnists will say, what's their name fell for who's it because he's in who's that?
Yeah. Ah, silly girl. Don't worry about her. What do you care what idle gossip mongers? And don't forget the old pervert. Any publicity is good publicity as long as they don't mention your name. Ah, Lucille,
You look lovely standing there with that red hair of yours lighted up by the soft glow from the pinball machine. You know something about that hair of yours?
What about it?
Well, I believe in traffic rules, but that red don't make me want to stop.
I believe in traffic rules, too, but that complexion of yours.
What about it?
That green makes me want to go.
Great sense of humor. Lucille, you know, I'm filling out a questionnaire here, and there's a question that says, type of woman preferred. What do you think I'm going to put down?
Female.
Well, yeah, but with a little coaxing, I could change it from female to red-headed female. And where it says name, I could easily change it from Archie to Archibald.
Are you sure you're not Shorty the Jerk?
Cut the kid. Ah, this is wonderful, Lucille. You and me working on this questionnaire together, you know. Sort of intimate, like sending out our laundry in the same bag. Hey, that's an idea, sending out our laundry together. You think there's any chance, Lucille?
About as much chance as there is of getting it back.
Am I to take it that you spurned to be known as the future Mrs. Archie?
Crazy, ain't I?
Well, Archie, have you finished the questionnaire yet?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Miss Ball, this is Mr. Ashley. Mr. Ashley, Miss Ball, Mr. Ashley. May I present?
How do you do? I understand this is a sort of a reunion.
biggest laugh we got tonight. this is old homework. You know, Stinker here is from the old neighborhood.
Oh, please, Archie. Miss Ball, Stinker is just a boyhood nickname. You know, children sometimes have cruel tongues.
But good noses.
Thank you, I think.
You can talk plainer than that.
Now, Archie, I'd like your opinion of one more thing. What kind of leather do you think the book should be bound in?
Bound.
Well, all books are bound.
Oh, I must remember that. That's a good thing for a writer to know. What kind of boundings have you got?
Well, morocco, pigskin, pinseal, calfskin, suede.
Well, suede is nice, but hate to think of them killing all them little suedes just to cover books.
Well, Archie, I'll be running along now. Oh, Miss Ball, before I leave, could I have your autograph? And, Archie, I would like to have you sign here, too.
Okay.
Thank you both. And, Archie, old friend, next time I come to see you, I hope I'll be bringing you news that you've been awarded the Nobel Prize.
Well, I'll be just satisfied with a Pulitzer Prize. Well, so long, Stinker.
So long, Arch, and here's your receipt.
Thanks, You know, Lucille, there's nothing like old friends. Hey, what did he mean by a receipt? Wait a minute, what is this thing?
Let me see.
I, the undersigned, agree to purchase ten volumes of How do you like that? What an Ashley that Stinker turned out to be.
Wait a minute, I signed one of those things, too.
How do you like that? An old friend from Brooklyn.
Yeah, and he sold us the bridge.
Now, before we leave Duffy's Tavern, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. Duffy's jukebox, where the feet meet the beat. Well, the platter's spinning, the needle's in the groove, and here's the first number coming up.
on the sunny side of the sea. Can't you hear the pitter-patter in that happy tune? Is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the red. Oh, but that's all over. I'm walking, baby, I'm walking in clover. If I never, ever sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. With gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street, I used to walk in the shade with those hooves on parade. Oh, but that's all over. La da 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 da. If I don't ever sing, I'll be rich. Life will be so complete on the sunny side of the street.
Duffy's Tavern was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
Been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.